You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us on this Pentecost Sunday. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Mary with Get Up, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
W Mind Block Radio. Turn it up.
For sound. Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Oh, was Colorado Mass Choir with Stir Up the Gift. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Acts 1 and 8 declares, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." I want to encourage you to power up. The Holy Spirit empowers us as we walk daily with the Lord. He leads, he guides, and so much more. Now, when I say power up, simply put, I mean you must allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, to empower you to do what you could not do in your own strength. I am a witness that I could do nothing without the Spirit of God leading and orchestrating my life on the path he has predestined for me to be on. I have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now you might be saying, "Emily, I do not understand the Holy Spirit. I'm not even filled with the Holy Spirit. At least I don't think I'm filled with the Holy Spirit." Well, I want to encourage you to read the book of Acts and find any materials that you can find talking and teaching about the Holy Spirit and who he is and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts will give you foundation and more insight about him. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Growth, grace, and grit is the theme for the month of May. All month long, we have been focusing on steps to shift mindsets to cultivate grit and activate grace, which will ultimately produce growth. We hope that you have been richly blessed and encouraged this month with our theme. But first, here's Spirit Breakout by William McDowell featuring Trinity Anderson and Endow Me by the legendary Clark Sisters right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Place it wrong with praise. Can you hear it? I don't know about you, but I just want the Lord to endow me again. I don't know about you, but I just want him to pour it out on me, Jesus. Because the Bible says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. And I'm asking him tonight, endow me. To go higher in your spirit
with the power.
To go through a little something. Watch when you put that hand up there now. But I want all of y'all that don't mind going through the persecution in order to go to the next level in God. Just say, Lord, take me higher. Send it, Jesus. Y'all help me say it.
Send your anointing. Send it on, send it on down. Send your anointing.
Y'all like that?
Your anointing.
but it's going to take a little suffering. But the Bible says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Stay Prayed Up. Look, sometimes I'm one of those people who listens to my body often. When I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm thirsty, I drink. When I'm sleepy, I go to sleep. But I have to be honest, I'm not always good at giving in to the indulgences of my flesh. Sometimes I'm quite the opposite, neglecting the need for rest, food, or drink, and my body pays for it. And sometimes I give in way too much. Today's sermon at church came from Matthew 26:41. Before his arrest, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, who were supposed to take watch over him while he prayed, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus found the disciples who had just had the Last Supper with him and vowed their lives to him asleep. How many times have we found ourselves wanting to read the Bible from beginning to end, invest more time in prayer and praise and church, only to find ourselves giving in to our human frailties and not committing to the things we said we would do? Or how many times have we gone to this event and that event, working day in and day out, watching shows, weary and exhausted, and none of the things we planned to do for and with the Lord came to be? My mama used to say, and so many of our mothers used to say, if you can do something the night before and be out, you can surely go to church the next morning. Well, I know it's a little different because of the pandemic now, but we still have to make time for the Lord. The world is full of weaknesses for the flesh. Advertisements and the news fill our hearts and minds with earthly desires that have little or nothing to do with God's plan for our lives. We fall into the trap of making things and those that supply those things the source of our needs rather than God. Today, let's use the weapon Jesus illustrated to us in Matthew to combat these fleshly desires and worldly ways. In moments of weakness and strength, let's go to God, knowing He is the source of our supply. Let our prayer life supersede every area of our lives. Let's stay prayed up. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
Word of God is power, sharper than a sword. It knows the thoughts you're thinking and what you're feeling in your heart.
can't transform you. If you let it in, it'll cover you and carry you, turn you away from sin. If you want to be like Jesus and live like he lived, you got to read the Bible and do what he did. If you're tired of being in the situation you're in, if you're sick in your body and you're ready to be healed, the way you're thinking has really got to change.
Speak the word.
'Cause the power of life and death is in what you say. The word of God is your weapon. Use it to fight and win. Speak the word. You gotta speak the word. Oh yeah.
The word of God is power, sharper than a sword. It knows about your thinking and what you're feeling in your heart. It'll do to train you, transform you. We'll be right back.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
That was Tina Campbell featuring Teddy Campbell with Speak the Word. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. We are so excited to be celebrating 11 years of We Talk Radio this month. Thank you for supporting us each and every day by tuning in to each of our shows. Here's a special motivational message from me, coming from Genesis 37, verses 3 through 5.
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him even the more. The word of the Lord is blessed. You may be seated. Now, we are living in a time, in a day, when all kinds of problems, issues, and things are happening all across this globe. Famine, unemployment, sickness and disease, economic crises, and much more is taking place. However, all of these things are indeed facts. They are not the truth as it relates to where God can take you in your life, even in this season. This is an optimum time for God to showcase his hand and demonstrate his power and authority in your life. That's why he has commissioned me today to declare to his people that it's your time to shine. Look at your neighbor and say, it's my time to shine. So the question is, what does the word shine mean? I'm glad you asked me. The definition I like in Merriam-Webster Dictionary for shine is brilliance and splendor. So let's see how it fits into Joseph. In Genesis chapter 37, we find the beginning of Joseph's story on his road to shining. In verse 3, Jacob gives Joseph, who was noted as his special son, a coat of many colors. What was this coat of many colors? Well, the coat of many colors, according to commentators, was distinctive in color or design and probably very costly. So there's two things we must denote about Joseph and about God's children. One, that we were authentically made with purpose and intent, and we are extremely valuable. Joseph wore his coat with pride and with dignity. He didn't care about what even his brothers thought. And so it is, as a result, Joseph walked in confidence and assurance as he fulfilled his purpose. Also, Joseph also knew that he could dream and he could dream big. He even shared his dream with his brothers. You know how it is when you share your dreams with other people. There are some people who, you know, they're excited for you. They want to join in with you and have a party with you. But you know what? Some folk, you just don't need to tell your stuff to. You just don't need to tell them. They'll pray prayers of demise, pray pray amiss, pray witchcraft prayers against you. So you be careful who you tell your visions and dreams to. Amen? Amen. Verse 5 declares that his brothers hated him because of his dream. And they already despised him because of the coat. And his dreams were just the icing on the cake. How dare Joseph believe he could achieve greatness? I could just imagine in my mind what his brothers were saying. The nerve of him to think that we should serve him, bow down to him. He must be crazy. He must be out of his mind. Just like the people. But you keep moving forward in spite of what the naysayers are saying about you. Joseph's brothers did what a lot of people do to keep us from shining. They put Joseph in a pit and told Jacob he was dead. Now, you may not be in a physical pit, but you've been in a pit at some point in your life. Your pit could be or could have been low self-esteem, rejection, bitterness, anger, any of these things and more. All of these things will dim your shine. I know that they did for me, but they don't anymore. So you need to get a revelation. My brothers and my sisters, I admonish you not to let anyone put you in an abyss and pronounce your funeral. You are not dead yet. You have not done all that God has called you to do. You haven't fulfilled the visions, the plan, the purpose that God has for your life. So don't let people put you in a box and say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. No, 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 no. My God, my God, my God, glory to his name. Pull yourself up, dust yourself off, stay focused, and stop listening to the haters. Stop listening to the haters. Because you know what happened at the end? Joseph became the governor of Egypt, and all of his dreams came to pass. And in my closing, lights, camera, action. It's time to take center stage, people of God. There is absolutely nothing preventing you from achieving all that God has called you to do and to be. Don't let what others think or say about you prevent you from shining. You've already been through your pit season. It's time for you to enter your palace season and do it shining. Wear your coat of many colors with great pride and dignity. And as the Bible says, arise, shine, for thy light hath come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The curtain is being pulled back. Are you ready to shine?
Holy Ghost, fall down on me.
Let your spirit
fall down.
Holy
on me.
Holy Ghost,
fall down on me.
Fall down.
need you to fall afresh on me. Send a fresh wind. Let it fall on, fall, 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 fall on me, me. I need you to fall on me, a fresh wind, a new touch.
I'm Chef Cassandra, and you are with me on a brand new day with Emily Blue.
That was Kim Burrell with Holy Ghost. It is time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage you today and let you know that you are not alone. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Each year, millions of Americans face the reality of living with a mental illness. During May, National Alliance on Mental Illness joined the national movement to raise awareness about mental health. Each year, NAMI fights stigma, provides support, educates the public, and advocates for policies that support people with mental illness and their families. Use this time to focus on the healing value of connecting in safe ways, prioritizing mental health, and acknowledging that it's okay to not be okay through NAMI's blog, personal stories, videos, digital tools, social media engagements, and national events. Together, we can realize our shared vision of a nation where anyone affected by mental illness can get the appropriate support and quality of care to live healthy, fulfilling lives, a nation where no one feels alone in their struggle. Help NAMI spread the word through awareness, support, and advocacy activities throughout the month of May. Share awareness information, images, and graphics for hashtag MHAM through May. For more information, log on to www.nami.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. I hope that the message that you heard entitled It's Your Time to Shine was a blessing to you. It was a blessing for me to share that with you. It was about 11 years ago when I became a licensed minister, and I decided to share that with you all. So I pray that it was a blessing to you on this special Pentecost Sunday. We're talking about, Deanne and I are talking about our extended theme, growth, grace, and grit. But before we get started with today's mini discussion, we want to remind you to join our brand new book club.
Our first book selection is 70 Days Happy. Life is better when you smile. You know, I had to think about Kirk Franklin's song. You look so much better when you smile. This book is by Shelly Mache, who is a certified life purpose coach, author, international speaker, and women's change agent, and is a member of the Brand New Day family.
Yes. 7 days of happy, life is better when you smile, is a personal journey of self-discovery and empowerment, providing helpful tools and suggestions to help take back the emotional control that others have repeatedly been allowed access to in your life. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Saturday, July 3rd, 2021 for our virtual book club discussion. That's right, our first virtual book club discussion with the author on Shelly Mache, Saturday, July 10th, 2021 at 7 p.m. So look here, if you've got a chance to be on the Dream Lounge call with us, we have even better plans in the forecast. So please join us. Join us, join us.
Yes, yes. You may purchase the book at www.shellymache.com/author or www.amazon.com. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events. All right, Brand New Day family, let's dive into tonight's mini discussion. I was talking to Deanne a couple of days ago, and we're wrapping up our theme, Growth, Grace, and Grit. And I thought today was really, really powerful because today, as I've stated many times, is Pentecost Sunday. And a lot of people, we've all grown up in different traditions. You're Christian. You've grown up in different traditions or different sects of Christianity, whether it's Protestant or Catholic. And in the Protestant denomination, there are different sects. As you can hear, I'm kind of showing off a little bit my religious studies minor. Basically, the Holy Spirit in charismatic or non-denominational churches is very, very important, or is taught in a specific way. And I just want to encourage you, if you don't know about the Holy Spirit, who he is, how he empowers us, how he leads, he guides, instructs us, I would encourage you to learn more about how the Holy Spirit empowers you and how it's connected to growth, grace, and grit. You need to be empowered to grow so that you can have grace and you can have grit. That is your keeper. The Holy Spirit is truly a keeper if you allow him to keep you. So, Deanne, I don't know what you growing up, in our conversation, we talked about us both growing up in Baptist churches, but of course, I shared with you when I was 17, I received the filling of the Holy Spirit and accepted my call in ministry around that same time frame. And so I want to know from you what your understanding or what your experience has been with the Holy Spirit.
Well, daily, you know, I accepted Christ as my Lord and personal Savior at the age of 6. But my knowledge of the Holy Spirit and my knowledge, which at that time, of course, led me to accept Christ, my knowledge of the Holy Spirit, it's kind of been shared, I guess, throughout different denominations. I grew up Baptist, but my upbringing, but also my upbringing was in Catholic school. I know sometimes we in different denominations, currently I'm non-denominational, and I know we have different feelings about certain denominations and especially Catholicism. And the way I learned about the Holy Spirit and Catholicism, you know, it was all centered around Pentecost and when the Holy Spirit fell upon people of different nations and they all started speaking in their own native tongue. And I also learned that in my Baptist church upbringing as well. But I think, because earlier this week I asked Emily, I said, I thought you grew up Pentecostal. I think that so many times when we really talk about, especially speaking in tongues and how the Holy Spirit comes upon us in that way, so many people think about Pentecostal, Kojic, you know, churches and those denominations. So I can't say that, you know, the Holy Spirit in the Baptist church, you knew that the Holy Spirit was moving when the preacher started, when he got to a certain point in the sermon or when the choir was singing and somebody started shouting, especially if it was a soloist or I remember one time when I was a little kid, see, my mom, I now that I'm an adult and I have kids, I hate this, that I did this as a kid, but when my mom would get the Holy Spirit, she would start, you know, rocking and crying, and I kind of hold her, like, don't get up and shout, like, don't get up.
Oh, God.
But, you know, now that I'm an adult, I completely understand. But, you know, those were the things that we associated with in the Baptist church and as a child, that once that organ started hitting, the, you know, you start getting a little faster, people's feet start moving. And I know that, you know, we also kind of associated that with holiness. And so when that organ started going and them feet get to moving and people start shouting and, I remember people running into the wall, hitting their head. I've been to, you know, churches where they run around the church a few times, not Baptist. But, but you know, we all have our different, growing up, we all have our different views of what the Holy Spirit was and what it meant. But I think that as you grow older and if you have a true relationship, I'm talking about a relationship with Christ, that the Holy Spirit extends beyond the things that we see. You know, you feel the Holy Spirit. You feel his presence. And if you have not felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, if you have not had chills, if you have not cried, if you have not, I don't know, you know. Because I feel like those are prerequisites, you know. If people ask about how we can serve a God that's like this or how we can be Christian or anything like that, I think that when people are able to ask those types of questions, they have not had that relationship. There has not been a feeling. Holy Spirit may not have come to you yet, because once it does, oh my goodness, it's like fire shut up in your bones. You cannot be still, you know.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, just talking about it, you know, it gives you chills because God is that good. God is that good.
And he gives you insight. The Holy Spirit allows you to be able to see things ahead.
Yes.
He will allow you to be able to see, have more understanding. It teaches you how to prayer. And I would encourage you to read, as I did in the Fresh Start segment. I would encourage each of you as listeners to read the book of Acts and really go and find resources about the Holy Spirit so you can learn more about him and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Get in a place of teaching if you're not currently in a place of worship. As a believer, I would encourage you to find a great Bible-based church. Not speaking specifically to denomination, but speaking specifically to going to a church that rightly divides the word of truth.
Yes.
Because that's really, really important that you get in a place where you can be taught the word of God and not being taught from a, I would say being taught from a relationship mindset versus a religious mindset. And religious just means you're being taught in a systematic way. You want a relationship because your relationship with God is personal. And so when you're taught in a way that's applicable to you, it helps you to grow. Here we go. It helps you to grow. And you have that grace and grit. Right?
Yes. Yes, definitely. You have a resilience like none other. Because you know where, as I was speaking earlier, where your source is. There's nothing that you have acquired on your own. Everything God has made possible for you to have. And when you have that relationship and you realize where your source is, where the light comes from, who the hope is in, who the joy is in, then the Holy Spirit can take you to another level of understanding and knowing who God is. And it can convict you to want to have a closer relationship with him. The Holy Spirit is kind of like, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're dating and, you know, that feeling that you get to want to get closer, the feeling that you want to get to, I just need to hear his voice. I just need to call her. I just want to talk to her all night, or I just want on the phone, or I just want to hug them. You know, that almost, it's that kind of, it's not exactly the same thing, but the feeling that you, the urge that comes upon you to act. That's how the Holy Spirit operates. The Holy Spirit operates with an urgency to make that makes you want to act. So
yes,
dig deep in to Acts. Look at it as a matter of fact, Acts. Acts of the Apostles. That's what it's about. Okay, we're not just talking about the words. We're talking about the actions and what urged the actions.
Yes. And so we just thank you for allowing us to talk to you guys a little bit about this. And we know that we're coming to an end of the month of May, and many of us are going to be ending school. Some of us will still be in, but we're ending school. People are graduating from colleges and universities. The summertime is coming. People are considering getting vaccinated. They're vaccinated. Let's remember as we are pushing through this COVID season that we are making good choices.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom on what to do and what not to do. So make good choices as we move in and out among the people. Yes, we want to get back to normal. But get back to normal in a responsible manner.
Yes. And if possible, I know the CDC is changing things, but stay masked up as much as possible. Shout out to the masked up people still.
Absolutely. And let me help you guys out. The CDC is saying, simply, if you are not vaccinated, make the choice to protect yourself and wear a mask. They're not telling you to not wear a mask. If you're and if you're vaccinated, you don't want to be in mixed company with someone you may or may not know is vaccinated or not. You don't want to do that. Okay, simply put, and it's about going to the store. If you go to the store, put a mask on.
Yeah.
Put a mask on.
These are all suggestions. We're not telling you what to do. We're just giving you good information to help you out, because we want you here listening each and every Sunday. And we want you to be able to do the things that God has called you to do. We want you to be here to fulfill your purpose and fulfill your destiny.
Yes.
So make wise this Brand New Day family.
Yes, definitely. Emily, I actually, this past weekend, Friday actually, I went to a doctor's appointment with my dad, and I went to a health store with my husband. And in both places, the people who had worked there had had COVID last year, and they had different experiences, but I would imagine the one in the health field, that she probably got it working. You know, she was probably masked up, but she was working. And the one at the health store, she was masked up because my husband was like, well, tell me, how'd you get it? Did you get it? She got it twice. She said she said, I wear my mask. I still wear my mask. She said, I think somebody got too close to me. She said, because people were coming to our store and they were getting upset because they didn't want to have to wear a mask. And so with us being a small store, we just kind of gave in sometimes, where people came in masks sometimes. And then the people who came in masks were like, well, we don't feel protected because there are people coming in here with no mask. So she said she thinks on one of those days that they had a large crowd, somebody got too close to her, and she got COVID twice. So this young lady, she's in her 20s, a very thin, very, I mean, all perception, she looks healthy. But she already had some issues, some kind of underlying conditions. I did not know this about COVID, but COVID does a number on your reproductive organs. And she already had infertility issues, and so COVID scarred her lungs and her ovaries. So her doctors now are saying that they don't really want her to get a vaccine right now until they find out a little bit more about it, because she and they just really don't think that she'll get COVID a third time. But because she has so many issues from having COVID twice, that they don't know what the vaccine will do to her. So
you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lack.
I don't know what happened to me. My call dropped. But I'm here, Fearless Families, and I hope you've had a great week. And, again, we hope you're still being safe, you know, wearing a mask, doing what you got to do out here. But this week we're going to speak on 6 healthy boundaries for parents and kids. Now, I kind of probably need this advice more than you do, but I came upon an article, because we're coming out of this pandemic stage very slowly, but some of us have kind of gotten a little loose with our parenting. So this was just kind of a reminder that we are still the parent and our kids are still the kids, and we still need to establish those healthy boundaries. So this article by Kathy Milans was actually published May 20th, 2015, but is still a good refresher for us. So Kathy goes on to talk about how she had an out-of-control teen visit her counseling office one day, and it was a Christian family, actually. And the first question she asked those parents was, what rules do you have for your son in your home? And the parents looked surprised, like, rules? So she discovered then that my work was not really about the child as much as it was teaching the parents how to set healthy boundaries. So she gives 6 steps on establishing healthy boundaries for our children. The first one, first comes God, then mom and dad, and kids come third. Now, I know some people have an issue with kids coming last or after mom and dad, but it is so important for kids to see a good relationship between their parents model in the home if the parents are together. Creating boundaries that let the kids know, okay, this is mom and dad's time together, or we are the parents, you are the child, we love you, we're modeling this behavior because successful adulthood, that's very important. Number two, children are children and adults are the leaders. We will not have a child-led home. We can make room for hearing our child's needs or requests. That's very important, but it has to be done respectfully. But ultimately, we, the parents, have the final say, no matter how much our children whine or complain. Number three, personal time and space and belongings need to be respected. Now, in my home, it's a little different. It's kind of like when I grew up. My parents' bedroom, if their door was closed, you had to knock before entering. But our bedroom, they didn't really close too often. But when you went to that bathroom, that was your private space and time. We do respect those boundaries. So make sure that siblings understand that, you know, we still should ask our siblings, hey, can I borrow or can I use? And kids definitely need to understand that you need to ask for permission before you use anything or before you enter any room. Now, I'm not saying that, like, oh, they got to ask, can I eat? No, I'm not talking about those types of things. I'm just talking about general boundaries with developing privacy and access around in and around the house. Because the practices that they have in the home, they're going to take outside of the home. Number four, spiritual practices are the decisions about your spiritual development for your children. There is no opting out of church, family prayer time, youth group, or Bible study. So you make sure that those spiritual developmental lessons are at the top of the list, but also make sure that they're age appropriate. Number five, have zero tolerance on hurting others. I see so many kids out here, especially hitting on the little girls, kids just fighting each other. In our household, hitting is a absolute no-no. My mother grew up like that. She had a lot of siblings, and that was a no. You got the world to fight with. You will not fight your siblings, and you shouldn't be fighting with the world physically. But that's a no-no. Number six, we all do the work of running the household. Now, this one I'm going to read because I thought this was really good. I think doing chores may now be a thing of the past. Children go to school and then come home and are ushered to piano lessons, soccer practices, and play dates. Parents tell me their children are too busy to do chores, but who signs the child up for all of these activities? I was impressed to be in the home of a single mom the other day. Lunch must have just ended. I watched a middle school boy put the dishes in the dishwasher and sweep and mop the kitchen floor. He knew helping was just part of being a family, and he cheerfully did his task. Now, there is one happy boy. What do children learn if their parents clean their rooms and make their beds for them? Ooh, that hit me hard. As a parent who has kids who do a lot, yes, we need to model behavior. And we also need to expect behavior, certain behaviors, and tasks around the house. Share that with you. Again, it was hitting home with me. And as we approach the summer and our kids are home a lot more often during the summer months, I just want us to have some reliable advice to kind of work with as we approach and end or shut down this pandemic thing coming up here and tighten up our guidelines as parents. That's our Fearless Family segment, and the topic was six healthy boundaries for parents and kids.
That's awesome, and that's great. That's great. That's great. The kids need to have boundaries. Lasciviousness is the devil.
I know you see it as some craziness at the school, and I see it.
I help mine out. As a high school teacher, I help mine out. So they're straight. When they come in my room, they get in formation.
Yeah, girl. But sometimes kids, when they leave the house, they have never seen structure before. So leave the house. So, yeah, we parents got to do better, because then the teachers, they're like, what on earth? They talk about us for real. I used to work at a school. I know. I've seen it firsthand. When your kids are out of order, When they act like they don't know how to do nothing, they get talked about. So if you don't want nobody talking about you, then don't take it. Don't be defensive. Just get it together, okay?
Amen.
It's hard.
Amen.
It's hard. But it can be
absolutely
done.
Thank you again so much, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily DeLue right here on We Talk Radio.
We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Check out our website at www.brandnewdayemily.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us about how you are navigating your growth, grace, grit journey.
Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to all of our shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Next week, there's a special news show coming up. Check out our, we're going to preview that new show information on our Brand New Day social media platforms exclusively. So take a look and check out the new show that's going to be right after us. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms.
Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Power Up. Our Renewed Heart segment was, our Live Smart segment was, You Are Not Alone. And our Fearless Family segment was, 6 Healthy Boundaries for Parents and Children.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord God, for your spirit. Thank you for him guiding and leading us and teaching us all things, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to allow the Holy Spirit to empower us to be all that you've called purpose and plan for us to be, oh God. Thank you for the correction. Thank you for the instruction. Thank you for the guidance, Lord God. God, we ask you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit, oh God. God, we want to be more and more and more and more and more like you, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, as we go through this week, Lord God, be with us. And be in good health, even as our souls prosper, God. So, God, we ask you, oh God, to just allow us to lead a balanced life this week and beyond. We love you. We praise you. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Angela Lee Duckworth. Grit, king with your future day in, day out, and not just for the week, not just for the month, but for years.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's my cousin, Minister Kyle L. Sanders with Pentecostal, How I Remember.
keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.